Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, a three-game conference winning streak and keeping them in the hunt for a possible WIC title. The Matt Wadsworth and the Edgewood Mustangs big rival game coming up at home Thursday against Owen Valley. That being said, the Mustangs, one of the check pluses this season in an 8-4 campaign, sharing the basketball. It's been solid.
One area I was interested in seeing if we could maintain, you know, our ball movement, and Zeke Powell and Coleman Sater have both shared those ball handling duties for us, and we are an unselfish team. I think we do have room to grow in terms of taking care of the basketball. Last year's team averaged 9 turnovers a game. We're right at 13 at this point. I'd like to see that drop down to 11, you know, with 11 turnovers or less a game and 5 or 7 steals per game. I think we've got an opportunity to become a really good team.
Well, that they are right now, and that is Matt Wadsworth, Coleman Sater, and Zeke Powell, both averaging 3 assists to go along with their all-round game. So, Edgewood Thursday night. We'll be back on the airwaves Friday night. North playing its first game since before Christmas, hosting a Martinsville Chalk Talk Jason Spear, 7 o'clock Friday evening. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, with the program's all-time best recruiting class on campus and ready to contribute, Coach Steve Aird's volleyballers, with the 2021 schedule out, ready to get the season underway. They'll be taking on January 22nd and 3rd, the 5th-ranked Nebraska Cornhuskers. Now it's time to, well, start checking his priority list and things to get done.
Number one is to stay healthy, and I don't just mean that with COVID. I mean physically. So these kids were all back home in December. We got in the gym on January 4th. We play on the 22nd. We don't have a ton of time to prepare and kind of get them right. So we're being really careful about volume, how much we're training, how much we're doing, how much strength and conditioning to try to get them to the point where when we compete, we're not going to get injured. I think that's number one. And then, you know, we open up with the top 5 team in the country and one of the best teams in the Big Ten. And I think that's great. It's the Big Ten, Joe. We've talked in the last since I've gotten the job. It's a lot like hoops, a lot like football. You're not going to dodge anyone. You just got to get better, and that's what we're excited about.
That's IU women's volleyball coach Steve Aird. Again, January 22nd, opening night at Wilkinson Hall. Our thought for this Tuesday, you know, look at people for an example, but then make sure to do things your way. Surround yourself with positive people to start this week. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime at WGCLradio.com.